AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A few minutes into flight in Florida, the launch of an unmanned SpaceX rocket ended with an explosion.
It's not clear yet from the data what happened. They are beginning to play back video to look and see if there are any indications in the video what may have happened.
That is George Diller at Falcon Launch Control. Pieces could be seen falling into the Atlantic. More than 5,000 pounds of space cargo were on board, including the first docking port designed for future commercial crew capsules. SpaceX says everything appeared to go well in flight until the rocket went supersonic. Investigators in Tunisia say they're looking for one or more accomplices in the deadly attack on a luxury hotel. They're sure the attacker who was killed had help. British tourist Amanda Roberts and Leah Shaw say they were swimming just before the attack.
The lady who was in the sea with us was murdered.
Yeah. And she was about three rows in front on the left-hand side. So I just feel so lucky and just can't believe it, really.
A total of 38 tourists were killed, 15 from Britain. New York State troopers with guns drawn were seen searching a cabin in Malone, New York, as officers from several state and federal agencies continued the search for the surviving killer, David Sweat, who escaped from a maximum security prison in upstate New York more than 3 weeks ago. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo presided over a same-sex marriage.
By the power recently vested in me by the state of New York, I now pronounce you married. Congratulations.
Cuomo is marking the Supreme Court ruling, making same-sex marriage legal in all 50 states. The dinosaurs ruled at the box office.
They're thinking, I gotta eat. I gotta hunt.
For the third weekend in a row, Jurassic World is number one, so far bringing in more than $500 million. Runner-up, Disney Pixar's Inside Out. This is AP Radio News. Greece's parliament has approved a vote a week from today on the country's debt crisis. Meantime, the AP's David McHugh reports the European Central Bank is refusing to increase emergency credit to Greek banks.
That is significant because deposits are draining out of Greek banks as people in Greece start to worry about the future. And the absence of further emergency credit raises the likelihood that Greece will have to either close the banks for a few days or impose limits on withdrawals, which would be a fairly serious step.
Greece's finance minister is suggesting his country might not pay the $1.8 billion it owes to the International Monetary Fund by Tuesday. Police in New Mexico say a Boy Scout on a camping trip with a troop died after being swept away in a flash flood. Three other teenagers were swept away in the same flooding incident, and they were all rescued in New Mexico. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.